This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia and Ukraine had their first prisoner exchange Tuesday since the Kremlin ordered the invasion of its neighbor 6 days ago. But it came on a day of further mayhem and destruction as Russian forces stepped up attacks on cities and towns across Ukraine, striking at civilian infrastructure and communications facilities, including Kyiv's iconic main TV tower. Ukrainian officials report 5 people were killed in the strike on the tower. From its Twitter account, the defense ministry said some Ukrainian television channels will be off the air for a while. Rocket and missile strikes rained down on Ukraine's battered but still defiant capital just after Russians warned residents to leave their homes, saying they would be targeting security and intelligence buildings and civil communications in order to prevent what they called information attacks on Russia. Russia's defense ministry told those living near any such possible sites to leave. The ferociousness of the airstrikes, rocket, and missile attacks, including on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, appeared to give credence to a U.S. intelligence report that Russian leader Vladimir Putin had become infuriated at the slower-than-expected progress of his forces in subjugating Kyiv and Kharkiv. They fear the Russian leader will bear down even harder on Ukraine, seeing his only option is to double down on the violence in a bid to break Ukrainian resolve. European leaders, meanwhile, say Putin's actions have only firmed their resolve to oppose him. Speaking in a special session of the European Parliament, Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says Putin will not succeed in dividing Europe.
And if Putin was seeking to divide the European Union, to weaken NATO, and to break the international community, he has achieved exactly the opposite. We are more united than ever, and we will stand up in this war. That is for clear, that we will overcome and we will prevail. We are united and we stay united.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden will deliver his first State of the Union address late Tuesday before a joint session of Congress amid war in Europe and problems at home. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It will be the president's first State of the Union speech.
The facts support the president if he will indeed say what all presidents want to be able to say, and that is the state of our union is strong. It is strong.
University of Virginia presidential historian Barbara Perry points to strong employment, among other things. But Americans are worried about inflation and the virus pandemic. And while the president will have to address the war,
I don't think at this point Americans are very engaged in what is happening in Europe, for good or ill.
She says the president has to explain how a distant war will affect people here. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A leading cybersecurity firm says it has discovered a highly sophisticated piece of malware being used by Chinese hacking teams to attack government and critical infrastructure targets. Symantec, a division of U.S.-based software designer and manufacturer Broadcom, said the earliest known sample of the malware, which has been called Daxon, dates back to 2013. Microsoft first documented the hacking tool in December of that year. A report by the company's Threat Hunter team says Daxon is without a doubt the most advanced piece of malware it has seen used by a Chinese-linked actor. The unit says Daxon was discovered along with other hacking tools previously used by Chinese cyber attackers. The hackers deployed Daxon against organizations and governments of strategic interest to China. The malware permits the attackers to communicate directly with infected computers on highly secured networks where direct internet connectivity is not available. Revelers decked out in traditional purple and green and gold came out to party on Fat Tuesday in New Orleans, the first full-dress Mardi Gras celebration there since 2020. The fun includes back-to-back parades across the city and marches through the French Quarter and beyond, with masks against COVID-19 required only in indoor public spaces. Parade routes are shorter than usual because there aren't enough police for the standard ones, even though officers working 12-hour shifts as they always do on Mardi Gras and the days leading up to the end of the carnival. But with COVID-19 hospitalizations and case numbers falling worldwide and 92% of the city's adults at least partially vaccinated, parades and other festivities are back after being canceled last year.